Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast, guys. Really happy you're here with me today. I have a very special podcast I wanted to share with you. Before we jump into that, just want to let you know that here at Upcycle Canada, we are looking for guests for our podcasts. We've been reaching out. We have some spectacular guests lined up. They're all in the process of being recorded, and we're setting up interview times. You're going to hear from some of the most creative and unique upcyclers, salvage people, repurposed people, people that are focused on an eco-friendly alternative to throwing things in the garbage. It's all coming on the Upcycle Canada podcast, and you're in the right place. So here we go with today's episode. Thanks, guys, for checking in. And check out upcyclecanada.ca. You'll see lots and lots about our business, more about our podcasting, and our vendors, and our great store located in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Thanks for listening. Around the world, this is the Upcycle Canada podcast. Hi, guys. Dave here. Welcome back to the podcast. I want to share a special podcast recording for you from Clubhouse. I had the opportunity to go into a room with Cliff Ravenscraft, one of the podcasters that I like to follow and consume his content. Really genuine person and very knowledgeable. And I had a few questions for Cliff about podcasting and specifically guesting on a podcast and hosting on a podcast. I wanted his feedback and to pick his brain a little bit about how I should prepare as a guest and how I should prepare as a host on a podcast. So Cliff takes me through some really great suggestions. And it's not just focused on podcasting. It can be for if you conduct interviews. It can be for when you and your spouse are sitting around and talking, or when your boss is having a meeting and you have something to say. There's a lot of ways that you can take the information that Cliff shares here and apply it in a variety of settings. So I wanted to share it on a variety of our podcasts. So this podcast will be available on the Living the Next Chapter. It's a podcast for authors and audiences. And so Living the Next Chapter will host this exact same podcast there. We'll also have it on the Upcycle Canada podcast, a podcast that features the small business my wife and I started. And I think I'm also going to put this on the Living My Side Hustle podcast. Yes, we have multiple podcasts. So I think I'm going to put it in a variety of locations because the audience differs. But the message that is here and the message I wanted to share with you and the knowledge from Cliff can be applied to many different spots. So I'm going to share it in different areas. So if you follow all of our other podcasts, this will be the same content. The intro will be a little bit different, but the same content nonetheless. And again, it's just so the fact that I can share this message to more than one group of people. So take a listen. So this is recorded off of Clubhouse, a social audio app that allows you to go into virtual rooms. There's a stage, there's a host, there's people up on the stage talking about a topic. And you can come in as an audience member, sit in the audience and just listen, just take it all in. Or you can even raise your hand and they'll bring you potentially up on stage and you can ask a question. I was in a room with Cliff and he invited people to come up and ask anything about anything. And so I put my hand up and you'll hear the whole process of me coming up on stage. And Cliff left me up there for a while and we had a great conversation. It's one thing to listen to a podcaster. It's another thing to actually speak with them and learn from them directly. So check out cliffravenscraft.com. Check him out and you will find more and more about this great human being and all of the wonderful things that he does to help support people with their mindset and how they think about things. A great way to learn and grow is listening to podcasts. And enjoy this today. And we'll talk at the end. Here it is, Cliff Ravenscraft. And this is from Clubhouse. And this is all about how to do a good interview and also how to have a good marketing plan for whatever you're doing. And he's got some great tips here. So here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Normally, in the past, I've come up here and shared all sorts of preconceived information and training. Today, it's Ask Me Anything. So if anybody would like to ask me any question whatsoever, feel free to raise your hand. All right, David is coming up. Upcycle Canada. He's making his way to the stage. David, what is on your mind today?
Oh, Cliff, nice to be with you today.
It's nice to be with you again.
Yeah, hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good birthday.
I did, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just following along, Cliff. I'm on your Patreon page now, too, following along with the training with Cliff. I'm enjoying it very much.
Awesome.
It's a great tool that you're offering, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So thank you for that.
Well, before you ask your question, I want to ask you a question. Since you're relatively new to the Patreon Train with Cliff Audio Journal podcast, when you got in there, how are you handling it as far as listening to any of those episodes? Are you deleting the archives of all the backstory and just listening along? Are you starting with the most recent stuff, working back? Are you starting from the beginning, working your way through? I'm just curious if and how you're making it through any of that content, seeing as how there's so much there.
So I'm a diehard, Cliff. I've been following you for quite a while now. So I start on episode one of everything you've done, and I follow along. I work a night shift to support a store that my wife and I opened just before COVID happened.
Yep.
So our store closed physically, and we couldn't open the doors, but I still had to pay all the expenses. So I took a job working nights. And then when the store is allowed to be open, I go and work during the day. So working a night shift, I would listen to music and stuff like that during the night to keep my mind occupied. It's not a very mentally stimulating position that I have in a night shift, just stocking shelves. So I switch from music, which I love. I'm a musician. I know that you wanted to play the bass guitar at one time.
Yeah.
I switched from listening to music every night, and I switched to podcasts. At first, I was a little bit leery of doing that. I thought the idea of someone speaking to me all night would be distracting. But I quickly found some episodes from you, and I heard you guesting on other episodes, which brought me into your vortex, into your galaxy, whatever you want to call it. And I've just been following along. And like I said, I start at episode one. I can polish off in an 8-hour shift. I can polish off multiple episodes. So for the Patreon one, that's where I started. I went right back to the beginning, and I'm catching up. But I really appreciate all the great content you put out, Cliff, in a variety of different topics, which I like. And then the Cliff Ravenscraft show, I love that as well. So.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'm always inspired to learn. How people are consuming content, especially something like that Patreon thing. And the one thing that stands out to me is going back and listening to something that, because I started that in November 2018, so that's 3 years ago. And who I was 3 years ago is a different person than who you're talking to today, which is crazy to me.
Exactly. And I think the nice thing about it, though, Cliff, is by going back to the beginning, I get a sense of context. I can see the journey unfold. I can hear something you said years ago on a podcast with conviction. But then I can see how that morphs and changes and life happens and a new perspective comes. And I see you kind of retracing your steps. And I think without the context of hearing it originally, you might miss a little bit of the journey.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Well, I appreciate that. All right. What's your question for me today?
Okay. So, to also grow our business and help during COVID, we thought we would reach out because our business, we're in a tourist area of Canada near Niagara Falls, Ontario, Buffalo, New York. So we have a lot of tourists before COVID coming to Niagara to do the tourist thing, to see the falls, but then they would come to events that we would be at in a public location. They would purchase our items and take them home with them. So we would have tourists from China, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, coming and interacting with us in person, taking our product and going home with it. So we thought we should do a podcast to reach out to our extended community and extended customers beyond our physical location. So we created our podcast in support of our business. We'd started that in October, and since the middle of October of last year, and we've had 800 downloads, and we're in 27 countries now. And it's exciting for us as a husband and wife with a small business to see and to interact with people around the globe. We've never really done interviews before as of yesterday. Yesterday, I spoke to a gentleman in Australia about our business, and I spoke to another gentleman in California earlier yesterday as well. So the world is on our laptops in front of us and on our phones, and we can reach this great community. I'm wondering, as you do interviews, as you guest and as you host, is there any kind of tips that you would have for somebody relatively new to this on how you prepare for an interview so that you come with value and you help the audience and you help the person that you're speaking with during an interview?
Okay, so the question is interview tips. And are you talking about for me being a guest on other people's show or me interviewing other people?
I'd like a little bit of both, if you don't mind. How you prepare as a guest and how you prepare as a host.
All right. So let me 22 tips. Give me one second. I'm researching something here.
Sure.
This is a very old episode, and I'm going to pin a link to it here. So pin a link, hit paste, boom, right there. Let's see here. So that should take you to 22 tips for better podcast interviews. That is a blog post even, but okay. It's also a podcast episode. So there, I think if you click play, it's actually a clip, a 23 minute and 33 second audio clip from an old podcast episode. This is from 2017. But there are 22 tips for better podcast interviews or to improve your podcast interviews. And they're all listed there on the page as well. If there's any one big thing as somebody who has occasionally listened to interviews, the number one thing that I can give you that is the biggest pet peeve of mine is do not do verbal affirmation of everything your guest says. Now, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, or David, if you are familiar, but if there's anybody else in the room that's not familiar with what I'm talking about, I will give you an example of what I mean by this. So, David, I'm going to ask you to tell me real quickly, just tell me a story about an event and then how somebody came up to you and asked you about one of your pieces of artwork and then what was that buying process like? Can you tell me that story? I'm asking you this as if you're a guest on my show.
I almost did this to you while you were just introducing that. So I had to hold my tongue. Okay. So we had a hockey mom came into our store at Christmas.
Yeah.
She bought a few items for her son.
Uh-huh.
We asked her if her son played hockey locally. She said no, but he actually plays for the Nashville Predators.
Huh. This gets incredibly annoying. So if there's anything that Clubhouse has kind of done is helped avoid this by this whole etiquette that's typically here on Clubhouse. And I noticed that you're not muted as you're not speaking here, which is not a big deal, because if it was, I would let you know that I'm getting feedback, and I'm not getting feedback. And you notice that I'm not doing it because I happen to know, or at least I believe, that my system has got a pretty good mix minus, and you're not hearing yourself back either. But if you can imagine, this is what I tell people. If you want my number one tip as a podcast interviewer, you're interviewing somebody, ask the question and then bite your tongue. Literally keep your teeth depressed down on your tongue to where it almost hurts, and refuse to let go of your tongue until that person has stopped speaking. And then after they've stopped speaking, count to two before you release your tongue.
Two.
and people are, it's like, I can't do that. It's like, I trust me, you can. And the great news is, in post-production, you can edit out the 2 second pause. What if you can, in fact, if you can wait for 3 or 4 seconds, it's even better, because one of the things that I've learned is that if I leave an incredibly long, what we call pregnant pause, chances are that person will finish answering your question and they will feel so uncomfortable with the silence that they'll actually continue on with more information. That's it.
I was leaving some space there for you. Yes, no, I get it. That's great.
So that's the next one. The other one is, there are many times where a podcaster will research the person that they're speaking to, or they'll know tons about that person. And as a result of that, they'll try to ask questions in such a way where basically they're giving the answer in the question, meaning that instead of saying a question and taking 4 or 5 seconds to ask the question, they'll ask the question and it takes about 2.5 to 3 minutes before they're finished asking the question. By that point, the person could say, yeah, what you just said.
Exactly. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So these are some of the other things that are in this. There are 22 tips. Some of them are, as you know, they're just logistical things, but that's the biggest thing for me is to really listen to your guest. The other one is always know what it is that you want to get from your guest as far as for your audience. If I were to invite you, David, to be a guest on my show based upon all the things that I know, it's like, okay, here's some things that I want people to understand. I want David, I definitely want to help. I want to help my audience understand how David got the idea, the inspiration for taking trash and turning it into art. Now, I know that may not be the actual words that you would use, but in my mind, it's like, oh my gosh, what a brilliant idea. What some people have trashed, turning into treasure. And so I love, it's like, where did that inspiration come from? The second thing is what made you think that you could turn this into a business? So that's another aspect that I would want people to experience. Then I would love to say, what was the process? What was the thought process about thinking about, I want a physical location, a store? And then how did you navigate the global shutdown, and how did that impact you? And what experiences are you having now? And given everything you know now, if you could go back, would you still open a physical location? What would you do different? It's like, okay, those are the key points that I would want to bring out in an interview. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter to me what questions I ask, as long as those things come out. It doesn't matter if we go off on some rabbit trails and we start talking about some off-topic stuff. I definitely want to make sure before I hit stop, I cover those main points. this interview's not over unless I've successfully got all of those bullet points that I most want to get out of our time together. And when I focus not on what questions I want to ask you, but what points I want my audience to hear from you, then all of a sudden there's all sorts of freedom to go all different places and directions in our conversation.
Exactly. And there's just that built-in etiquette then. So yesterday, my examples, when I spoke to the gentleman in Australia, he had no idea what anything to do with my business. It was kind of a random interview that just sort of happened. He had done no background information on me at all. And it was a short interview, but by the end of it, he was completely blown away by the concept. And then the first interview was with a musician in California with two Emmy Awards, and he could talk for days. And I felt like I was on a car going down a hill with no brakes, because I really had a hard time controlling the conversation and bringing it back. He would just go, I could leave, and he wouldn't need me there at all. So the one thing, I guess, is being on someone's show is you're on their show, and it's their audience, and you're being introduced to their audience. So to have that as a guest, to have that in your mind, that although you are the topic of conversation, you are on someone else's show.
So you're saying this guy that could, you didn't have to be there, but he's going all down everything. He was actually interviewing you for his show?
No, I was interviewing him for my show.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So, and are you asking a question about how can you control that?
Well, it was the recency of the two interviews and just how different they were. And I came in prepared. I did my work on both of the people that I was going to talk to, but the interviews had such a different feel to them as I was being interviewed by one, and then I was interviewing on the second one. It just felt so different. It wasn't like one size fits all, right?
So let me ask you this. Did you come away from both interviews and saying, wow, I'm really glad that was a good experience?
Yes. And I was using new software. I was exercising all of the plate spinning at the same time. So I learned a lot just in the process. Came away with some really good information and some really good connections. So I see it as a win.
Awesome. I love that. All right. So your other question that you ask is, you know, thoughts about being a guest on other people's shows. And I don't have a particular episode or blog post to share with you on this topic, but I can tell you that I've been a guest on thousands of podcasts. So I can come up with some things that I do that help me. Number one, I have a lot of clarity about who I am. I'm pretty much an expert on that. But not only that, I'm actually very clued in on what value other people get from connecting with me. So I understand the parts of who I am and the parts of my story that most resonates with people. I know what those things are. And so what I like to do is I like to make sure that as a guest on a podcast that I'm able to bring the things that resonate with the most people. Those are the things that I bring to the table. I mean, I could sit there and talk about all sorts of stuff, and oftentimes somebody will ask me a question, and I just happen to know that the question that person just asked me, it's a dud. I don't know if you've ever been a guest on somebody's show and they've asked you a dud question. But what I will do is I will very kindly answer the question that is a dud, but I will answer in one or two sentences. And I say, but let me share with you what I think about this. And I'll quickly redirect that into a tangentially related topic that is more, will have far greater resonance with that person's audience. Now, for me to be able to do that, David, there is something that I do for every podcast that I'm a guest on. And that is I find out whose show people have to fill out an application for me to be a guest on their show. They have to tell me, what is the name of your show? Who is your target audience? What are the topics you most discuss with your audience? what is it about me and my story that you want to share with, that you want me to share with your audience? Or what do you want them to come away from or come away with? Now, based upon that, obviously, I'm going to let them come up with their questions. But I'm going to tell you right now, David, I am that guest that is going to take the reins, and I'm going to run with the show. You could literally introduce me, ask me one question, and 45 minutes later, you will not have said another word in the podcast episode if you don't cut me off and start talking. Because once I'm off to the races, I'm off to the races. Now, I'm not doing it in a arrogant, get out of my way, I don't have time for you, let me take it, this. No, it's just that I just do this, and I know exactly how to communicate in such a way. But I'm always taking time to kind of pause and see if that host of the show kind of says, oh, great, and this. And I'm also very cautious to be aware of when a podcast host says, hey, Cliff, can I stop you there? Because we've got about 13 minutes left, and I really want to take us into this direction. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. I'm glad that you stopped me, because otherwise I could have gone on for about 20 more minutes on that topic. And then I just listen to them and find out what's going on there. But the important thing for me to know is the same thing that I want to know as the podcast host who's interviewing someone else. What are the destinations that we're going on this journey? It's kind of like this. What have you ever gone on a trip to the Bahamas or some crazy island and hired a taxi driver to take you to some sightseeing points?
Yeah, and you have no idea where you're going.
Exactly. But you have asked some people and they said, hey, I want to go see this, and I want to see this, and I want to see this. So imagine there are taxi drivers that'll say, yeah, I can get you there. But I don't want a taxi driver that doesn't ask me where I want to go. Now, I may actually not know anything about the place, and I'd say, I'd like you to just show me around. But that's not the podcast episodes that I want to get into. I want somebody in this vehicle needs to know where we're going. And that's exactly what I think a podcast interview. We're sitting in a car, and we've got to know what sort of destinations are we going to stop at. There has to be a plan here. We're not just going to go for a cruise. That's not what I'm paying this taxi driver. I want you to show me some really cool points of interest. And that's the key. Either the host of the show or I, as the guest of the show, need to know what are the points of interest in the journey that we're going on together. And it's ideally awesome if both the host of the show and the guest of the show have some common ideas about what those points of interest are.
I love it. When my kids were young, I was a limousine driver, and I would pick people up at the airport, and I would ask them, do you want the scenic trip or do you want the fastest route?
Yep.
And all the time, most of the people who would be in town for a short time, they wanted the scenic route. So I'd take them past Niagara Falls. I'd take them to the little spots that I knew, and they always enjoyed that. So I like that metaphor and that example for podcasting. It's great.
My pleasure. Any other questions, David?
If I could throw one more at you.
Sure.
It is about engagement with a podcast audience for new podcasters. I heard this from somebody and I tried it, and we actually got a result. So we threw a little Easter egg at the end of one of our podcast episodes near the end, because a lot of people will drop off during the podcast episode. And we just asked somebody, if you hear this word, send us a message, however you want to, through our website or whatever. And we'll just send you a little reward, something in the mail. And we actually got our first email with that word quoted in the email subject line, and it worked. Somebody nice. That we've never met before sent the word to us that we had mentioned in the podcast, and it actually was our first interaction with a listener that we did not know personally.
Awesome. And what's your question?
So is there anything I can do beyond that to help build an audience and get the conversation going, so there's not just participants listening, but interacting with us in a more organic sense, I guess.
Yeah. So do you have an email list?
We do.
And are you already putting call to actions in your podcast to sign up for your mailing list?
Yes. And we have the mailing list through the store as well. So we generate for our mailing list from multiple points.
So in the podcast, when you ask them to sign up for your mailing list, how do you communicate that in the podcast episode?
Yeah, so we just ask them, you know, thank you for listening to our podcast. We would love to give you information about what's coming up next. Please go to our website. Here's our email address that you can find through our website. We would love to hear back from you. And we keep saying, let's keep this conversation going. That's how we kind of end off our podcast. And so from there, we're seeing people signing up.
That's great that you're seeing some people sign up from that. But I want to give you a radically different way of approaching that. So I want you to imagine here are two different ways I could do it at the end of the Cliff Ravenscraft Show. Hey guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Cliff Ravenscraft Show. If you're not already aware of this, I have a weekly email newsletter where I share valuable tips and advice and strategies on how to take your message, your business, and your life to the next level. If you haven't done so already, make sure you sign up for my newsletter over at mywebsite.com/newsletter, whatever. Now, that's going to get you some results, right?
Yep.
Or, hey guys, today we talked about 10 steps on how to achieve any goal. And what I'd love to do is I would love to provide to you a valuable resource. It is a PDF download, and this PDF, you can actually fill it out online. All you do is you go in, open up this document, and it's going to ask you 17 different questions. And if you answer these 17 different questions, you'll be well on your way to setting out the goals in the 5 major areas of your life that will help you not just be so one-sided, and you won't be that unbalanced wheel where all your efforts going into your business or all your efforts going into your finances, all your efforts going in just the one area, but it gives you this ability to make sure that you're looking at your goals for 2022 in a well-rounded, balanced approach. If you'd like access to this free PDF download that will help you kickstart your goals and take them to the whole new level for 2022, head over to mindsetanswerman.com/goalPDF. That's GOALPDF. mindsetanswerman.com/goalPDF. Now that I would have a landing page specifically for that resource, and I bet you anything people will, the number of people who will sign up for my mailing list for that compared to that first call to action, it's going to be exponentially greater. Does that make sense?
Yes, because they're receiving valuable content in response to their response. Yes.
Yeah. And so if there's one way I can communicate this, the first one is, hey guys, here's what I want. Mm-hmm. And this is what you can do to help me get what I want, which is to communicate with you more frequently.
Okay.
The second one is, hey guys, I happen to know something about you. You want to achieve this result in life, and I have a free resource to help you get what you want. And you can get it by going over here. Now, no matter what mailing list provider you have, let's just say you create this resource and 100 people respond to it. And let's just say that 80 of those 100 are already on your mailing list. Well, if you've got the right mailing list provider, you don't need to worry about duplicates. Those people who are already on your list, they're just going to get that access to that free download. But the 20 who were not on your mailing list before will now be on your mailing list. Yeah. The other thing is depending on who your mailing list provider is, you can actually tag them so that it says that anybody who came in through this form gets a tag. So for example, I could go into my ConvertKit email list provider and it will say, hey, there are 103 people who have the hashtag GoalPDF. That tells me those are the people who responded specifically to that call to action. And the great news is that, gosh, okay, those people are the most active and engaged who are interested in goal setting related material. So if I was going to do some sort of product or service or online webinar or something of that nature or a course on goal setting, I would first communicate it to the people who had that tag.
Yeah, I got it. Yes, perfect.
Yeah, so that's another so what else could I do? The other thing that I would do to encourage create community is I would look for opportunities for me to give a shout out by name to people in the episode. So for example, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Jonathan Gaby, he is down here right next to Nate. Do you see Nate down there? You see Jonathan? Jonathan Gaby is an incredibly awesome guy. I think he currently lives here in Northern Kentucky, but I've known him for many years, and he's been somebody that I've met at a number of conferences, whether it's Jeff Goins Tribe Conference or Ray Edwards Copywriting Conference, or if it's Michael Hyatt's conferences or social media marketing. Well, I've seen Jonathan at a number of conferences. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he actually attended one of my dinners. And you know, he's a really well-rounded, very respectful, and very courteous and giving and caring human being. And I can tell you, every single time he's ever reached out to me, he's just always been filled with it's just been a pleasant experience. Jonathan's an incredibly nice guy. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think Jonathan's ears perked up when he heard me mention his name in this clubhouse room?
I can see him smiling already.
So check this out. So here's Jonathan. Now, all of a sudden, he was going to sit down there. He wasn't going to raise his hand, but here he is on stage. Jonathan, what's up?
Dude, I just wanted to say, are you recording this room? Because I'm going to put that on my podcast. Shoot. Checks in the mail, Cliff. Anyway, that's all I did. And yes, my ears did perk up primarily. I'm surprised that you remember each of our interactions throughout like a number of 5 or 6 years, and you pronounced my last name correctly. So my mind is just blown.
Well, you thank you. For me, this is what it's all about. And I did this with David the other day. I'm not sure. David is probably blown away about all the things I remembered about him in a clubhouse room, and it genuinely is for me. All of this stuff is about relationship. It is all about knowing people. And David, the whole point here is to know who your audience is, genuinely care about those people, learn as much as you can about them. And if there's anything about those people that are praiseworthy and worthy of inspiring others, by all means, give them shout outs in your podcast, and you watch them jump up on your stage or hit reply to your emails or hit the like buttons on your social media posts and all of that good stuff.
I love it, Cliff. Thank you for the very practical example, as always. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. I will be back again next Wednesday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, I do encourage everybody out there to take your message, your business, and your life to the next level. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So I hope you enjoyed that. There was so much in there. I really do appreciate the time to have with Cliff and to be able to speak with him and learn from him. Very accommodating gentleman. And he really does go out of his way to help people. So go to CliffRavenscraft.com. And take a look at him. Search him up on any podcasting app that you can think of. He'll be there. Check out his YouTube. He's on social media as well. And again, a great gentleman. And I really did appreciate his words of wisdom. And I'm glad I got to share them with you as well. It's a moment in time. And I think it needed to be shared beyond that room environment and those people that were there with us. So thanks for listening. Again, check out all our other podcasts. And yeah, we're looking forward to the next one. And let me send some comments. Send me a message and let me know you heard this podcast. And just give me the secret word. And the secret word for this podcast is Cliff. C-L-I-F-F. Send me the word Cliff. Let me know you heard this podcast. And I'd love to chat more. Have a great day, guys. And we'll see you on the next one. Cheers. this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.